From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The family of accused shooter Jared Loughner remain in self-imposed isolation. This afternoon, the family released a statement to the media. NPR's Susanna George is outside the family's Arizona home.
The family released a statement to a crowd of journalists gathered outside their suburban home in Tucson, Arizona. The family says this is a very difficult time and has asked the media to respect their privacy. The statement reads, "We don't understand why this happened. It may not make any difference, but we wish that we could change the heinous events of Saturday." These are the first public comments from the family since the attack. Susanna George, NPR News, Tucson.
Doctors treating wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in a Tucson hospital say in the wake of this past weekend's shooting, she appears to be continuing to make progress. Giffords' neurosurgeon says while a breathing tube remains in place to protect her airway, the 40-year-old is breathing on her own. Doctors also say despite earlier reports, they now believe Giffords was shot in the front of the head and not the back as earlier believed. Following the shooting that killed six people and left more than a dozen others wounded, a half dozen victims still remain hospitalized. The gunman, Jared Loughner, was in federal court yesterday. President Obama will visit Arizona tomorrow. Presidential panel investigating last year's BP oil spill is out with its final report. The group says after examining what happened at the well, tougher regulations need to be put in place to prevent another catastrophic blowout in the future. National Oil Spill Commission, headed by former Florida Democratic Senator Bob Graham, also said the explosion and fire of the Deepwater Horizon rig that sent millions of barrels of crude into the Gulf could have been averted.
The Deepwater Horizon disaster did not have to happen. It was both foreseeable and preventable.
The panel in its 380-page report endorsed 15 recommendations to the oil industry. U.S. Supreme Court has ruled medical residents, doctors in training who work 50 to 80 hours a week at hospitals are workers subject to Social Security taxes. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nita Totenberg reports.
The Social Security law exempts students from paying Social Security taxes. The question here was whether medical residents, doctors in training, are students who work or workers who are students. The Treasury Department answered that question with a regulation that said anyone who works more than 40 hours per week at a hospital is subject to the tax. Writing for a unanimous court, Chief Justice John Roberts said that while many might disagree with the department's regulation, it is nonetheless a reasonable interpretation of the law and that the court is thus bound to defer to it. Congress, he observed, can change the law if it wishes. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Well, there have been signs the economy is picking up steam. One area continues to lag, the jobs market. The Labor Department reports job openings declined by 80,000 from the previous month in November, meaning there were 4.6 unemployed workers competing for every available position. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 34 points today. You're listening to NPR. In Haiti, there was a ceremony marking the one-year anniversary of the devastating earthquake that left hundreds of thousands dead. Haitian President René Préval leaving a wreath at the mass gravesite and saying his country will not forget the victims of last January's quake. The memorial was held on a hillside outside the capital city of Port-au-Prince. Préval was joined by his wife, Elizabeth, and members of his cabinet. Some 250,000 people were killed in the earthquake. The anniversary of the quake comes at a time many Haitians are still homeless. Some 800,000 remain camped under tents and tarpaulins. Former Denver Mayor John Hinkenloper has been inaugurated as Colorado's governor. Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC reports the Democrat says job creation will be his number one priority.
The former geologist turned brewpub owner turned Denver mayor is seen as an up-and-coming Democrat on the national stage. Hickenlooper took the reins as Colorado governor during an icy cold inauguration ceremony outside the state capitol.
We will help businesses expand and protect the jobs we have. We will attract new jobs, and we will unleash the entrepreneurial spirit that has always defined Colorado throughout her history.
Hickenlooper has won praise for his bipartisan style of governing, but he faces an uphill battle with the state legislature divided between Republicans and Democrats and a projected billion-dollar budget deficit. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.
While social networking site Facebook continues to do well, there are signs some rival sites are feeling the pinch. Struggling entertainment and social networking site MySpace says it will axe nearly half its worldwide staff, eliminating 500 jobs. The cuts come after an extensive overhaul of the company. MySpace executive Mike Jones calls the cuts tough but necessary. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for